But yeah. The reason it's a band is because way back when it was fun. It was something you drank.
Oh, yeah. All
with
right.
Kool-Aid. With right. Kool-Aid.
Is it, oh. Is it the vodka or gin or something?
No. It's Everclear. It's wood alcohol.
It's intense. I
mean, it's intense. I mean, it gives you a different kind of... It's not a alcohol buzz.
Is it like absinthe?
No, it's more like biting the worm and the tequila.
Green alcohol. Oh, boy.
Ooh. But anyway, they have everything in there, and it's just unbelievable. And... awesome prices. It's huge.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Huge.
Rebecca treated us to a VIP shindig over there. And
that wine tasting?
Absolutely. Opened up 15 bottles of wine.
Did you drive home afterwards?
No, my husband did.
Okay. Don't try to catch her in anything, JP.
But you know that they have a meeting room that is free. So if you want to hold a meeting.
Which is unbelievable.
I know
it. So anyway, we're going to get her in here.
Yes.
But we were going to talk to her last break, and we didn't. And I like my better... living, anything that makes our life better. Total Wine absolutely makes my life better. Is Better Living segment is
and
brought
the people
to
people around you.
Exactly. Don't you forget it. And it's brought to you by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, supporting local economic recovery. Choose local first. Dave Asher's over there. Live local Reno, sparks.com, 1301 Cordone, Reno. And they have an online national directory that's absolutely free. And he has started this Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op Green Business Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
That's nice. Grumpy old man.
Hey, he doesn't even care. He doesn't even care about global warming. He's not going to care about green.
Global warming is a good thing.
So anyway, thank you. Buy local. Think local first. Thank you, Dave Asher. He's on it.
That Total Wine Store used to be the Lennons and Things.
Thank you, that was Sean. Lennons and Things.
Oh, Sean, we just learned something about you, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you know that?
He's in touch with his feminine
no comments.
Side.
It's where you got his knitting needles.
Hey, you asked to borrow them. Can I have them back?
Ooh, yeah, Sean, I like that.
Feisty.
Okay, so I guess we get back to the politics of life.
Or Penn State.
Ooh,
oh, that's kidding.
Is there anything else to say about that?
Oh, yes.
He has cancer.
Turns out the judge.
Oh, he has cancer? Yeah, Sandusky?
No, the other guy.
Paterno.
Oh,
Paterno.
Paterno, that's
lung
right.
Cancer. Yeah. Well, I knew he smoked. You can tell he smokes, him and his wife.
How can you tell?
I can tell.
How can you tell?
I can tell. Bourbon
the
and water,
like
camels.
Years old.
Yeah. So that's said he has lung cancer.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Right?
But it doesn't seem serious. At least
he's had a great life. He's had a great life. This is a shame that he's going out like this, but that'll teach you.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
We all got to take responsibility. I mean, I'm going this way and that way with it because I think about work and what would I do, and you want to go to your other, the higher ups and let them take care of stuff, and you're just going to do what you do good, but we can't do that anymore.
And Syracuse is now suspended a coach?
Now Syracuse.
A basketball coach now?
Yeah, now. I mean, the Vatican, the basketball coach,
Hollywood.
Football, this just doesn't fit.
Hollywood, there's a casting director who casts children
Hollywood
in movies.
Hollywood is used to this.
He's a convicted pedophile, and
good
he's been
grief.
Getting kids for
Is that Woody
parts.
Allen? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I said,
come on, that was strange, wasn't it?
Yes.
The man married his daughter, even though it wasn't his legal daughter.
Well, I've got some. I've got a skeleton in my closet, so.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Tell us.
Uncle.
Come on. Out
I have an uncle who married his stepdaughter. I do.
How can you do
so,
that?
So burn me, okay?
No. But
you
why
just do. You
but
know,
why did he do that?
I think we know why.
Let's dig him up and find
How
out.
How old was he?
No. He's still alive. He was 30, and she was 14.
When it started.
But this is the South, honey. This was
in
the
South.
Put it in perspective.
Yes, put it in perspective. You know,
Kentucky.
Are you from Kentucky?
No, not from Kentucky. Florida.
Florida.
Tennessee, Alabama, all my kinfolk were from
Alabama.
Some of them from all down in there, Georgia.
Yep. Georgia.
That's and it's you, okay. You know,
that's where
I mean,
your kinfolk were from.
Where my kinfolk are.
And some of them were kinfolk on both sides of the family.
That's right. They're all kinfolk. We're all related. No, but where were we?
Yeah, where were we? Penn State.
Oh, we were Penn State. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. McQuarrie has turned into kind of a flake, it sounds like.
Well, no, I think they're trying to keep him quiet because they don't want him saying too much.
I know. Now he says he reported it to the police when he saw the little
10-year-old.
Yeah,
but there's no police report.
But the police say, no, he never said anything to us.
He says he busted it up.
He's the main witness against Sandusky.
He says he busted it up before he left. And then he said, no, I didn't bust it up, but I made sure it wasn't going on before I left.
So he's changing his story almost hourly.
No.
Yeah, he's feeling bad.
Yeah,
he's feeling bad because his life was more important than anybody else's.
Did you hear about Sandusky's lawyer?
What about him? He's a pedophile too?
He went into court with a case a few years ago of a 16-year-old or 17-year-old who wanted to emancipate from her parents.
Okay,
so
that happens.
He was her lawyer, and they successfully prosecuted that case, and she was now free of her parents, and then he married her and had two kids with her.
At what age, 16?
She was 17 when the case was filed, so they're thinking that...
Well, no wonder he's so sympathetic to Sandusky's case.
The perfect lawyer, right, for Sandusky.
Of course, at least it was a girl. I mean, I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying it's not quite as sick.
Right.
It's sick.
Okay, now he's divorced from the girl that he married, but guess what...
Is there lesser levels of sickness?
He's doing his lawyer thing and saying Sandusky's innocent, and he would let Sandusky babysit his own children.
Yes, he probably would, or his
wife. And his divorced wife with the two kids is on Facebook saying, "Did I just hear him say that? He's not taking my kids
over
there."
She was?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love
Facebook. He said
he
was in the shower doing horseplay with the kids. I mean, horseplay? That's just bizarre.
No. Well, okay.
Well, there's horseplay. Kids do horseplay. They wrestle around and they do
those
kind of things.
Here's why all the men in America know something's wrong. And I'll tell you why.
Let's try not to all talk at the same time.
Because we know that a 10-year-old boy visiting campus does not need a shower. 10-year-old boys don't stink like grown men.
Didn't they work out or something?
No, it doesn't matter. Mm. A 10-year-old boy doesn't stink and need a shower before he goes home.
With the coach.
He could.
With the coach.
He could, but... It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't make any sense. It's a crazy thing, and it's just horrible, and it's hideous, and we really can't say too much more about it. We'll just see how that all turns out. We'll keep talking about it, but
how do you talk about it?
Icky.
You're with Broadview. We'll be right back. We'll collect ourselves.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
You know, I used to watch this holiday special with my dad.
They had TV when you were little?
Let in the tradition.
What you doing, sweet pea?
Sending Santa an email, but I need his address.
Let in the anticipation.
Hi, Grandma. We're coming to your house.
Oh, honey, I can't wait.
Let in the love. The magic of the holidays is waiting. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com to let it all in. Restrictions apply.
Still getting business internet and phone from the phone company? It's time to switch to Charter Business. Our 16 meg internet is up to 5 times faster than standard DSL or T1 service. Our business phone is reliable, and you can keep your phone number and equipment. And you save money, lots of money. Get Charter Business internet and phone for only $89 a month for 12 months. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE today.
Offer expires 1/31/12 and is subject to change. Service is not available in all areas. Internet speed comparison based on average in Charter Business markets as of 9/23/11. Same phone number only available in same rate center. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. We were talking about Sandusky, but I don't want to talk about him anymore because
me either.
We don't have any more of the details. It's right now very convoluted, as they would say. It's very negative. And when it's time to burn, we'll all enjoy that. But right now, we don't know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
We have to believe in the American way. So how about
Don't be cynical.
Let's talk about the Congressional Super Committee, because we talked about this before, and they are on a deadline now. There's only a few days before they have to come up with a plan to cut $1.2 trillion from the federal deficit. One of the areas on the chopping block is the nation's defense budget, and the big one, I would say.
Right.
Now, Pentagon officials are pushing back against cutting any more beyond $450 billion. They've already been asked to make that cut. But at half the federal government's entire discretionary budget and growing, the defense budget is an obvious place to keep cutting.
Yeah. They're talking,
also,
they're talking about not putting up the missile defense system in Europe.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, fine.
That's good.
Why do we have to have
That's good. Yeah.
We're America. We
what
don't need
we
a missile
about?
Defense system around Europe.
When including war funding, the Department of Defense grew by more than 70% over the past decade. The main reason, of course, is the number of active duty officers. It remained about the same over the past decade, skyrocketing personal costs, though, personnel costs, mainly incentives to keep service members from quitting during wartime.
Makes sense to me.
They added pay raises for the troops every year. Pentagon keep paying more for health care and pensions. I believe in that totally.
Me too.
The Pentagon has already asked to cut more than $450 billion. And the super committees failed to make a deal. Then automatic defense cuts kick in. If they don't make the deal and they don't find a way for the $450 billion, then it's already going to kick in and can add up to an additional $600 billion. if there is a deal.
Congress critters are already trying to figure a way out of that.
So here's an interesting thing. War funding, a big part of the budget where there might be potential savings is war funding. The war in Iraq is drawing down by the end of 2011, we hear. The war in Afghanistan by 2014, we hear. Last year, the U.S. government spent more than $150 billion on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan alone. That amount over 10 years gives you a projected cost of $1.6 trillion. But as the wars wind down, we hear, hopefully the cost will too.
But we have a president who keeps sending troops to new countries.
War funding is projected to drop to $118 billion in 2012. It'll continue dropping in 2013 and way beyond, they're saying. That's what we hear.
So Obama sent troops to a new country this week.
Yeah, and there'll be more.
Australia. 2,500 Marines are going to Australia.
And the reason for that? What's the...
Hey, don't ask me to
explain. Oh, you don't know.
We want to increase our defense agreements with Australia because China's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the U.S. weapons program, the number of planes, ships, and tanks it acquires, it's an attractive target when trying to find budget savings quickly. The weapons acquisition program probably bear the brunt of budget cuts, they say. Secretary of Defense Panetta has said military health care premiums could go up. Salaries may get scaled back. But the military has to think bigger. They're saying, anticipate the threats 10, 20 years down the road. Only then can the Pentagon decide what it can cut now and what it can't. Yeah, I'd say warheads, less planes, they plane less ships, and more salary for the guys and gals.
Oh, there's one particular plane I wish they hadn't cut out of the budget.
Oh, I know. What is it?
The F-22. It's the best tactical fighter jet on the planet.
You're a warmonger.
No, I'm not.
Can we ever get to a point where we don't need that?
Yeah, American troops rely upon having the air power, and now we're not going to be able to rely on that anymore.
You know what? They could have come up with an international plane or two or three or four that would go from this continent to that continent as quick as a warplane, and we'd be making some money.
Okay.
Right? Now, just think about that government.
Okay. I'm not a warmonger.
I know you.
Darn
not.
It.
Congressional Conference Committee appropriations bill would require taxpayers to subsidize foreign horse meat. The industry. Have you heard this one?
Uh-uh.
It's very disturbing.
Foreign horse meat?
Foreign horse meat industry.
There's an industry.
Equine or horse family.
Sure.
Which can include the donkeys, right, Amy?
I believe so.
I believe so, too.
Zebras?
No, that's on the wildlife side. Welfare organizations denounce the agricultural appropriations bill. If it passed, it would make equine slaughter for human consumption legal again in the United States.
Oh, no.
And it would dump horse meat that is unfit and unsafe on foreign markets. What kind of stuff is this?
I don't know. That sounds a little peculiar.
No, right here. I got this on Politico. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. This was on I Hate the Media.
I hate the media.
Really?
This is something they're trying to pass, and nobody knows about it. Last night, December 14th, that wasn't last night, but a congressional conference committee tasked with reconciling differing House and Senate versions of this. It's FY 2012. It's agriculture, commerce, justice, science, and transportation. They're really trying to pass
this. I like the idea of eating horses.
No.
I don't either, but they eat them in Europe.
But it's like
they eat horse meat in Europe.
They do.
It's like you have to remember who your friends are, right? You don't eat your dogs and your horses. And
well, in Mexico, they eat their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Says who?
Dog meat is very good, especially black dogs.
In China, they eat cats.
In Brazil. In China, they eat cats.
They literally have big
Siamese, if
serious.
You please. Really?
No, I seen this video. It's just so sad. No, they have kitty cats and... little cages, and you pick your kitty.
And eat it?
And eat it.
That's just strange.
Well, you pick your lobster.
Yeah.
You know, they scream and they cry when you throw them in that boiling water.
Lobster has a brain like a pea.
How do you know?
But what is off limits of eating? I mean, really.
I don't know. Where do you draw the line?
Exactly.
It's whatever you're raised on. These people are raised on horse meat. I can't even imagine. But I thought, if anybody wants to find out information about this and you oppose it, now's the time to do it. Because there are equine welfare groups that are asking Congress to defund horse inspections and also protect the welfare of American horses by taking immediate action to pass the Horse Slaughter Prevention Act of 2011. That is on the table. If you'd like to find out more, you can find out from the equine. That's E-Q-U-I-N-E. First time I ever heard that word. Welfare Alliance, EWA. There's respectforhorses.com, Animal Law Coalition, Wild Horse Federation. And you know, I was going to ask Carol Abel to come on again and talk about this, but I knew she'd just sit over there and cry. It's just horrible. She just can't imagine that they're packing in the horses and packing them in cans. And Americans Against Horse Slaughter, the AAHS, and Animals Angels, AA. So get involved. If you don't believe in this, don't let it just go by without your attention. Find out the details and see what we can do. Okay, that's what I have today. What do you have here that we haven't talked about that you want to? Supreme Court takes Obamacare case.
Come on, that's the biggest story of
the week. Well, let's get to it because we got about 3 minutes for you to just fill us in.
They took it Monday. Nobody knows exactly how it's going to go. That Kagan should be recusing herself, but she refuses to, apparently. Because she was the Solicitor General when the government was preparing the case to defend Obamacare.
Right, and that's how it kind of slid
through. The rules specifically say that if you are on the government side, on one side of the case, you can't come in the Supreme Court and rule on it, but she's going to do it anyway.
Well, they just do what they want, don't they?
They just do what they want.
They just do whatever the heck they want. What's going to happen?
Do you think?
I don't think it's
going to
pass.
We could take bets right now. Are they going to...
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
They're going to call it unconstitutional?
Yes.
You would do?
Yeah, I do.
I'm with Jay.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Are you hoping that, or you think that's going to happen?
I do not want any kind of health care jammed down my throat.
Me either.
That's right.
If I don't want to eat and I want to die, I'm going
to
do
it. If they can mandate you buy health insurance, what can't they tell you to do?
Well, and think about when you were growing up, when you're 18, out on your own, and what if the government said you have to get this coverage and you have to spend that money? You didn't have that money, my goodness.
Well, they already make us get insurance on our cars. They make us register. No, it isn't.
Yes.
If you go back to some of the...
you're liable.
People in, you know, I remember when I wasn't interested in politics, there were always these friends of mine. I couldn't even tell you what party they were in, but they were always anti that because that is a right. Transportation and to drive, it was a right way back when. And they've changed that to now.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege. Right.
And if you have a car and if you have an accident, you better be able to protect yourself and others if there's an accident. So this is why insurance...
But see, that's how they divide that thin line of government, whether it's state, city, or whatever. That's how they say, we're going to protect you from yourself.
But what if nobody had insurance?
We're going to protect you from some... Maybe people would do better driving. Maybe they stopped texting on their phone. They had to pay for it out of their pocket. I say again, where are you going to draw the line?
Well, that's true.
In involvement in our
lives. Let's always lean on the side of freedom.
That's what I say.
I agree.
Why can't we make the good choices? Why can't we decide it's a good thing to do? Why can't we do it because we want to?
We the people.
We the people of the United States of America. That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, JP, very much. It was fun today.
Yeah,
we had a good conversation. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Thank you. It was fun.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Sean. Okay. Yeah. We'll be back next week. Right here on Broadview with more. You're with KBZZ, Sparks Reno, and Americom Broadcasting Station. And I thank you.